We were talking a few months ago with potential All-Irelands, so we were putting them right behind Kerry and Dublin. They were the third place team, so it's been a huge implosion. And of course, Derry's saying that, Greg, it's too late. Who's going to come in now at this point? I mean, what managers are out there? I was covering the Derry Armagh game. Derry are gone as a team for me. There's no returning. They've completely lost their shape, their energy. For all Mickey Hart's experience, we've seen this time and time again. If you put too much energy into the start of your season, you cannot then lift it for championship. In fact, the opposite happens. Because there's so many matches now, you actually start to go downhill now. I was thinking back to your, we played them in the McKenna Cup final up in Healy Park end of January, and Derry's defence was like a brick. Every time we went into it, they were solid, they were tackling, the shape was perfect, coached to the last. Then I was watching against Armagh in the championship when your defence should be solid. It was like non-existent. Mm. You know, they were, players weren't coming back, they weren't making the runs, and Armagh were coming through in streams of players. So I think what's happened is the few injuries now has come in. Obviously, Derry's main driving force would have been, a lot of it was actually coming from their half-back line. You know, McInnes was suspended, McAvoy was injured, McGrugan is a long-term injury. You know, you're taking out some of their main men, but even the likes of Glass and Rogers all throughout the league, great people were saying they're the best two midfielders. They're not been non-existent the last couple of games, you know, even McGuigan up front. So it's as if the whole life force has dropped out of Derry. And now, of course, players aren't happy. You're hearing stories about rows out in Portugal, their training camp after they won the league, and everything was so rosy in the garden then, Greg. But you've got to, I suppose, have a season plan for lifting to come championship. You've seen that with Donegal, for example.
The best teams come to their best at the right time. I mean, we've seen Dublin do it for years.
Yeah, and even after, I still remember after that league final, Greg, because we were up at it, and I remember, obviously, Donegal was playing before, but I remember Desi Farrell come out and saying, listen, you know, we're missing five or six players. We're not going full tilt yet. But everybody was basing Derry on dethroning the best team in Ireland at their HQ. But of course, Dublin weren't doing what Derry were doing. Derry were at their peak of their powers then. And I was thinking to myself, like, if Armagh had came to Celtic Park in mid-March, Dick Derry could have very easily beat them. And now come championship, you know, heading into the end of May, start of June, Derry, for me, are spent for.
Well, it's kind of awkward, isn't it, really? Because there would have been a lot of pushback to Mickey Hart, who had a Tyrone cap on for generations, taking on Derry. A lot of people weren't happy, some high profile, with him going to Derry. You know, he probably got a bit tired and stale, with all due respect, in the Tyrone job. But people thought, right, he still has a lot to offer elsewhere. This is sort of playing into the high profile voices that say he should never have been appointed as a Derry manager. And it's kind of a tricky, sticky one for the county board to get themselves out of now.
Yeah, I don't think, Rick, that was fair. Now, it wasn't around Hart's, I suppose, career and his experience, because he was the right man for the job in terms of being a steady hand to maybe take this team to the next level. That was more about the deep, I suppose, rivalry between Derry and Tyrone. The people were saying he was the wrong man in that term. So the county board were looking past that. There was obviously the backstory to Rory Gallagher. People were looking to get him back in. Now, there was no legal way for him not to come back in. I think there was elements in the Derry County Board wanted to avoid that even becoming a situation. So they went after what was a big name, a very controversial one. So I think the rhetoric around that, Greg, was more about the rivalry than Hart, because Hart had the CV. Now, he'd done great work at Louth. He had brought them on in the last couple of years. They're now, obviously, that Ger Brennan has continued that. They're definitely the second best team in Leinster. So there was good work being done there. That said, the year he left Tyrone, obviously Logan and Durr come on from the All-Ireland, which must have been a bit of a better pill for him to swallow. So the question marks was, Greg, was he still a top manager at the top that could take this group of players on to the next level? And certainly in the early part of the year, it looked like that was the case. The much that that's fallen apart, Greg, is down to a few factors. Certainly they were overtrained. You know, the Glen players, after winning All-Ireland, being in Kerry the following week, away to Kerry in the league, and everybody was saying, what's going on? This is silly stuff, and look at it now. So the energy's falling out. They've had some injuries, and the whole thing is unravelled, and now, as I say, the knives are out in many ways, but there'll be no point in changing it now. Like, and you know, you looked at Donegal last year, obviously they changed Paddy Carr, but that was towards the end of the league when the players weren't happy, and so player power does count, Greg. I just can't see how there would be, number one, somebody ready to go, and number two, the point that they think that Derry could resurrect this season. Because from what I've seen, particularly on Sunday in Celtic Park, there's very little chance of that.